Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're talking about Steelers and Bears and asking who should be the quarterback, an injured Aaron Rodgers or a healthy Mason Rudolph at 412-928-9370. We also have last night's game to react to. The Bills lost. Buffalo now 7-4. Texans move up to 6-5. The Bills have the same problem the Steelers have offensively, but it's worse. They don't have a wide receiver.
Period.
Yeah. Shakir fumbled last night. He was their best guy statistically. You think Roman Wilson's in a doghouse or was? Keon Coleman, who they picked in the second round, has been a healthy scratch the last two games.
Not great.
Buffalo is taking on water. The Chiefs, if they lose Sunday to the Colts, could be eliminated. The Ravens are going to beat the Jets. So that's going to put pressure on the Steelers in the AFC North. The Ravens are going to beat New York, and that's going to get the Ravens over 500 for the first time all year. They'll be 6-5. And that is the scary thing about the Steelers' trip to Chicago, is if they lose it, they're going to be tied with the Ravens coming down the stretch here. And Baltimore's schedule is considerably easier than the Steelers, although...
To say nothing of the fact that Vegas just thinks the Ravens are a better team and would sweep that matchup if they were asked.
Although the Steelers do have the two games against the Ravens and will, you know, control their own destiny, even though they'll be tied. They'll given that lead away.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, the perception is that they would actually go 0-2 among, like, the people who set the odds here.
What I'm really saying is, if the Steelers can get by the Bears, by hook or by crook, by any means necessary, they are smack dab in this conversation. That's what this game, I think, means. If you win, you still have the Ravens behind you in the standings. You'll be in first place. You'll be in position to host a playoff game for the first time since 2020. And the teams ahead of you don't scare you. And the teams behind you used to scare you, but don't as much anymore.
Teams behind you might still scare you if you have to see them, but their problem is just getting into the dance. That's the big thing.
And I said last night, and people got mad at me on Twitter.
There's a surprise.
The Steelers could absolutely win a playoff game this year, and maybe more.
It looks like it's shaping up in the AFC at least, because the NFC feels like the Rams. The Eagles are still kind of a powerhouse, but especially the Rams. It feels like the AFC has an opening for what I will call a 2015 Broncos-style team. Maybe. Honestly, I watched Houston yesterday. They could absolutely win playoff games with that defense if it's healthy.
And they could lose playoff
games. They could lose to anybody.
Their offensive line blows.
Yes, and I mean, they
and
might have to start
Stroud
Davis
hasn't been
Mills.
The same guy since his rookie year, yeah.
But the point is, like, I look at Denver just because I'm using a 2015 Denver comp, the last time maybe a team with a crap offense and an unbelievable defense made a run and won the whole thing. Look at Denver right now, man. They're middle of the league when it comes to actual scoring output. Does anybody think they have a good offense?
No.
They have a terrific defense. One of the three best in the league. It might be in a one-game setting. It might be the best one.
The Broncos defense is what the Steelers defense
wish they
wanted
were.
To be this year.
Sure. Yeah. So is the Texans defense. The Patriots are top five in both scoring offense and scoring defense. They haven't lost since the Steelers beat them. They have reeled off a bunch of pretty impressive wins, for the most part, against some good teams in there. Does anybody, though, yet think that they are a juggernaut? I don't.
No, they also have had the easiest schedule in the AFC this
year. They beat the Jets. They beat a Falcons team that's bad. They smoked the Browns, who stink. They beat the Saints in there. Beating the Bills, very good win. Beating the Panthers.
They got two good wins. They went to Tampa and won, and they went to Buffalo and won.
I mean, smacking Carolina at home by 30 points now that we know that Carolina's frisky is pretty good.
Yeah.
But, yes, overall, I agree. The Colts, if they're in their building, they scare me. But if they're not in their building, look what happened when
they came
here.
They lost to the Raiders at home.
Look what happened when they came here.
When you lose to when you're the Patriots and you lose to the Raiders, you're not infallible here.
You forfeit the right to say anything. The Colts, scary in the right setting, but in the wrong setting, they're very fallible, as we found out. The point is, it is a seeming more open AFC, and the fact that Kansas City has to climb over other teams to get this done and get back in, the fact that Baltimore even has to climb over other teams and might have a gimpy quarterback, does make it, at least on its face, feel much more wide open than it has in previous years. Where it's really, honestly for me, man, almost going back probably at least 4 years, if not longer, it has been some combination of it's the Chiefs and the Ravens, it's the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Bills.
Chris, I'm not even sure the Steelers have a lot of the problems that we've harped on and bitched about fixed. And
I don't think they do.
And I don't feel like, oh, if they make the playoffs, it's a death march to get blown out by somebody.
The real story here is that they could get somebody to emerge as a legitimate second wide receiver target, and their defense continues to stabilize and doesn't get banged up. They could actually improve. There is room to believe that they could be a better football team in 3 or 4 weeks than they are now. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that would happen.
Yeah.
And you can say that about every one of these other teams, so people, you don't have to tweet me that, oh, Denver could figure it out too and they've got a better offensive head coach. But if they just get somebody like Roman Wilson to emerge, they will look like a better team.
I would love that, but I don't even think that's necessary.
I'm not saying it is necessary. I'm saying it would help a lot.
I think two things are more likely and would give them a better chance of ending this playoff win drought. I think their defense, the stats don't look good, but I think they're playing in a way that makes me think there's potential for them to become one of the best defenses in the NFL. And all of their rushing stats stink, but it's easier for me to picture that offensive line coming together as a run-blocking unit with the jumbo packages and with Darnell Washington and opening up holes for Warren and Gainwell than really right now it is for me picturing Aaron Rodgers turning back the clock and looking like a top 10 quarterback again with the weapons they have in their passing game. I could see their defense getting to a point where they're close to where Denver is and Houston is and the Rams are.
They need their highest paid player to start showing up more.
Yeah,
often.
Watt's got to play better. And hopefully this walking boot thing with Cam Hayward is not a big deal. Because I still think right now, even with all the flack and crap he took in the offseason, the Steelers' best defensive player, week in and week out, play in and play out, is Hayward.
Yeah, he's been, I think, largely very good. Very good.
412-928-9370. Here's Joseph on the fan. Hello, Joe.
Oh, hey, thanks for getting me on again, guys.
Sure.
Hey, so I'm Mason Rudolph's biggest fan. I've been calling for years, ever since Rudolph got his shot. I was actually the guy, Pony, you asked me back in 2023 what made Mason Rudolph so great and this and that. And I gave you my scenario. You hung up on me. You said, oh, I can't take that guy. And the next day, you changed your whole tune on Rudolph. So I'd like to see Rudolph.
Sounds believable. I don't remember that, but I don't.
I do.
I don't put it past. Yes, you do. I don't put it past me or you, though. Okay, so your tune on Mason Rudolph is now what? That even when both guys are healthy, he's better than Aaron Rodgers?
Well, he's 30 years old. Rodgers is 41. Come on, man.
Okay, can you bring yourself
50 years old playing quarterback?
Well, can you at least say it? Yes, Mason Rudolph is better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, at this time in his career, at 30 years old, he is in the prime of his life right now. He's 30 years old.
Okay.
No, I'm not putting down Rodgers, but he's 41. His time has passed.
All right. So
when was the last time he won a Super Bowl when they beat the Steelers?
All
I was at that game.
All right. So congratulations on all your success. So if Tomlin plays an injured Aaron Rodgers, which it appears he will, over a healthy Mason Rudolph on Sunday, Joseph and Hopewell will be really pissed off.
No, I won't be mad. It is what it is. I can't control all that. I wasn't even planning on calling, but you guys were looking for the Mason Rudolph lovers, and I'm a big Mason Rudolph fan.
If you love the guy and you think he gives the team a better chance to win, you're not going to care if Tomlin plays an ancient injured quarterback over him? You're not going to care.
Well, when the game, as the game goes on, and you see how inept he is, and they put Mason in there, and
I don't think that's going to happen.
Give you a call next week.
Okay, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think if Rudolph starts, he's got to get knocked. I mean, if Rodgers starts, I think he's got to get knocked out of the game with the injury for Rudolph to go in. Do you agree with that? I don't think Mike will bench him for performance reasons, because then I think he would have to throw Rodgers on his hand.
He would have to throw three or four picks and just look atrocious.
Rodgers would have to take himself out of the game in that situation and say, I'm hurting the team more than I'm helping it. Get me out of here, I think.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, you're right.
Here's Mike in Monroeville. Hello, Mike.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just going to say, I'm definitely Team Rodgers. I mean, Mason's played over 30 games at this point in his career. We kind of know what he is. And, I mean, after that playoff game, whenever they played Buffalo, I mean, I know he wasn't the sole reason. He had opportunities to put him back in the lead, and he just couldn't.
All right, but just to play devil's advocate, did we know what Sam Darnold was after 30 games? Did we know what Geno Smith was after 30 games? I don't know if the 30-game argument really holds water. By the way, I don't think he played 30 games. But I'm just saying, I don't know if that holds water anymore.
Well, my argument to that is because I don't believe that Tomlin can get any kind of more untapped potential out of him. So that's why I think you guys kind of already mentioned it with Baltimore. I don't think we're even making the playoffs. I thought that after the first Cincinnati game. But if we did, I just want to see somebody different, not somebody we've already seen in the past, because our goal should be to win a playoff game.
That's not really a ringing endorsement for Rodgers,
no.
though.
Well, no,
I've
no,
seen Mason Rudolph
not even
lose
close
one.
To it. Yeah, it's not an endorsement, period.
Rudolph is 9-6-1 in games where he's gotten significant snaps for the Steelers. That's half the number that he pointed out. That's basically a season worth of football.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say off a season's worth of football that you know for 100% that the guy's just a dude.
I mean, I think it's pretty clear. He's also been very bad somewhere else. Like Sam Darnold's whole thing that like you brought up, or Geno Smith's whole thing, was a change of scenery did them good. I know he went to a moribund franchise, but nobody else wanted him, and then he certainly didn't elevate his surroundings for said franchise.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.